AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Egyptian, Pakistani, and Turkish mediators have sent Iran and the U.S. a proposal calling for a 45-day ceasefire and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. This was according to two Mideast officials who told the AP. Iran and the U.S. have not responded to the proposal that was sent late last night to both Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and U.S. Mideast Envoy Steve Witkoff. Yesterday, President Trump made expletive-filled threats against Iran and its infrastructure if it doesn't open the Strait of Hormuz by his Tuesday deadline. Trump on social media vowed to hit Iran's power plants and bridges and said the country would be living in hell if the strait is not opened. He ended with praise be to Allah. Meanwhile, in a social media post today, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee wrote that Israel's military and Mossad secret service had assisted in the U.S. effort to rescue an airman whose plane was downed by Iran. Israeli officials have said Israel provided support, but troops were not actively involved on the ground. And AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on Easter celebrations in Iran.
Armenian Christians celebrated Easter at St. Sarkis Cathedral in Tehran, 5 weeks into the war with the U.S. and Israel. The Archbishop of the Armenian Diocese of Iran says his first appeal is for those who started the war to look up to the sky where love and mutual respect was given to us, whether through the birth of Jesus or his rising from the dead. English language teacher Juanita Arakel says for the children who exchanged painted eggs, it's important to maintain a sense of normalcy.
We try to make it as normal as possible for the sake of our children, because whether we like it or not, we have young children who do not understand what's going on.
Armenian Christians represent most of Iran's 300,000 Christians.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. UCLA routed South Carolina 79-51 to win its first NCAA championship in women's basketball. Gabriela Jaquez scored 21 points, and Lauren Betts had 14 and 11 rebounds.
The confidence that we came out with, we just knew we were going to win.
Michigan and UConn meet Monday night in the men's title game after Final Four victories over Arizona and Illinois, respectively. NBA, Cooper Flagg scored 45, and the Mavericks snapped a 14-game home losing streak with a 134-128 win over the Lakers. MLB, the Dodgers rallied from 5 runs down, and Shohei Ohtani hit a tie-breaking sacrifice fly in an 8-6 win over the Nationals. In golf, J.J. Spahn rallied for his first title since winning last summer's U.S. Open at the Texas Open. And NHL, the Islanders fired coach Patrick Waugh and named Peter DeBoer his replacement.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.